Title: Ungrading. Alternatives to traditional grading. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading. Alternatives to traditional grading. Begin paragraph text: Jenny Momsen ampersand amp, Jeff Boyer. Begin heading level 1. First, an advertisement. Begin paragraph text. If you want to discuss ungrading even more, please join us for. Begin bulleted list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2. Book club, sign up, discussing ungrading. Why Rating Students Undermines Learning, and What to Do Instead, by Susan Bloom. Item 2 of 2. Faculty Learning Community, focused on further discussion and implementation. Begin heading level 1. Driving questions. Begin bulleted list with 3 items. Item 1 of 3. What does a grade mean? Item 2 of 3. Can grades and grading harm learning? Item 3 of 3. What are alternatives to traditional grading? Begin paragraph text. All in 30 minutes. Or your money back. Begin heading level 1. You decide. What's the grade? Begin paragraph text. Let's watch a short video, What Learning Looks Like. 1. Reflect. What's the first word that comes to mind after watching this video? Share them in the chat. Don't worry if you repeat what someone else says. Begin heading level 1. You decide. What's the grade? Begin paragraph text. 2. Discuss. What grade would you give this student in your skateboarding class? Why? What elements are you grading on or for? Share your ideas in the chat, and we'll compile them. Begin paragraph text. Pass. A. Final product, performed 1 of 3 critical elements. A plus, learn from mistakes. Scores increase after each attempt. Best 2 performances, and average. Use final score. Competency-based equals pass. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading, a movement towards eliminating grades entirely. Begin paragraph text. Why would we want to eliminate grades? Begin heading level 1. Traditional grading systems leave no room for mistakes. Begin bulleted list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2. Mistakes are critical to the learning process, yet traditional grading judges every action. Item 2 of 2. Points and grades do not motivate learning, they motivate performance. Begin paragraph text, Feldman 2019. Begin heading level 1. Traditional grading systems are subjective and biased. Begin bulleted list with 4 items. Item 1 of 4, are fallible. Begin bulleted list with 3 items. Item 1 of 3, not grade consistently. Item 2 of 3, carry implicit biases into grading. Item 3 of 3, our assessments are not valid or reliable. Item 2 of 4, grade everything. Begin bulleted list with 3 items. Item 1 of 3, exams. Item 2 of 3. Homework turned in on time. Item 3 of 3. Effort and class participation. Item 3 of 4. Much of what we grade reflects our students' environment, and not their learning, for example internet access, work responsibilities, family obligations, COVID. Item 4 of 4. How valid is the evidence we collect of students' knowledge? Begin paragraph text, Feldman 2019. Begin heading level 1. Traditional grading systems are demotivating. Begin bulleted list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2. How often do we hear students say they don't understand how their grade is calculated? Could omnibus grading, several categories of class activities, weighted differently, be a cause of confusion? Item 2 of 2. Grades encourage performance orientations versus mastery orientations, which we know is demotivating. Begin paragraph text, Feldman 2019. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading, a movement towards eliminating grades entirely. Begin bulleted list with 3 items. Item 1 of 3. Grades inhibit learning. Begin bulleted list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2. Penalize mistakes. Item 2 of 2. Shifting the focus from learning towards performance. Item 2 of 3. Grades penalize risk-taking. Begin bulleted list with two items. Item 1 of 2. Students are risk-averse and opt for easy tasks. Item 2 of 2. Strategic to avoid activities where they are unsure or are likely to make mistakes. Item 3 of 3. Grades promote shallow learning and superficial engagement with learning. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading. An unfortunate term for a world of possibilities. Begin bulleted list with one item. Item 1 of 1. Refocus the classroom on learning, not ranking/grade/grading/points, etc. Begin bulleted list with three items. Item 1 of 3. Embrace flexibility. Item 2 of 3. Build trust. Item 3 of 3. Center and prioritize descriptive feedback. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading. Embracing flexibility. Begin bulleted list with three items. Item 1 of 3. Let students lead the learning process. Begin bulleted list with three items. Item 1 of 3. Invite students to set personal learning goals within the domain of the course. Item 2 of 3. Collaborate with students to discuss their progress on meeting their learning goals. Item 3 of 3. Collaborate with students to identify a final grade. Item 2 of 3. Build in reflective assignments. Begin bulleted list with two items. Item 1 of 2. Enable students to complete self-evaluations and reflections across the semester. Item 2 of 2. Use these reflections to engage in meaningful discussions, written, verbal, with students. Item 3 of 3. Reconsider strict deadlines. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading. Building trust. Begin bulleted list with three items. Item 1 of 3. Share with your students. Begin bulleted list with three items. Item 1 of 3. Your philosophy of learning with students, share early and often. Item 2 of 3. Learning goals or objectives. Item 3 of 3. The why behind each assessment. Item 2 of 3. Trust your students. Begin bulleted list with two items. Item 1 of 2. Assume they are trying their best. Item 2 of 2. Assume they do not want to cheat. Item 3 of 3. Recognize your students as humans. Begin bulleted list with two items. Item 1 of 2. They are diverse. Item 2 of 2. Each has different pressures on their time and energy. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading. Centering descriptive feedback. Begin bulleted list with three items. Item 1 of 3. Feedback is one of the most powerful instructional tools, Hattie 2009. Item 2 of 3. Descriptive feedback in the absence of evaluative feedback, a grade, promotes learning, Bruchard 2008. Item 3 of 3. Providing feedback, multiple ways. Begin bulleted list with five items. Item 1 of 5. Pen ampersand amp, paper, feedback on individual assignments. Item 2 of 5. Feedback on group assignments. Item 3 of 5. Peer feedback. Item 4 of 5. Learning assistants, LAs. Item 5 of 5. Self-evaluation. Begin heading level 1. Ungrading. Resources. Begin paragraph text. And a syllabus ampersand amp, more so you can see this in action. Begin bulleted list with five items. Item 1 of 5, Biol 151, Spring 2021. Item 2 of 5, Biol 272, Fall 2020. Item 3 of 5, Engel 222, Spring 2020. Item 4 of 5, RELS 335, Spring 2020. Item 5 of 5, MICR 352 liters, General Microbiology II Laboratory. Final reflection to determine reported grade. Begin heading level 1, don't forget. Begin paragraph text. If you want to discuss ungrading even more, please join us for. Begin bulleted list with two items. Item 1 of 2. Book club, sign up, discussing ungrading. Why Rating Students Undermines Learning, and What to Do Instead, by Susan Bloom. Item 2 of 2. Faculty Learning Community, focused on further discussion and implementation. Begin paragraph text, Jeff Breuer, jeffrey.breuer@ndsu.edu, Jenny Momsen, jennifer.momsen@ndsu.edu.